We wanted to briefly discuss the usefulness of the Flash CS3 help file that's in the authoring tool. Up in the top menu selections here, in the pull downs, the last one is help, and the first selection there is Flash help, or you can get to it by pressing F1 as a hotkey. But you open that up, and if you're in ActionScript 3 project, then you'll see that you have I just searched sound a little while ago, but what you can do is search what you're trying to do, or what you're trying to figure out, or what you think it might be labeled as in the help file right there, and you hit search, and then it lists everything in a keyword fashion down and pulls all the pages up that would be relating to what you searched in your query, and it pulls all of that stuff up and will give you the examples and all the info they have on that. But without even searching, within the pull downs here, you have pretty much everything you could want to learn how to do is right here within the help file. We see a lot of people going into forums requesting code on how to make buttons and how to work with sound and how to make visualizations or anything like that, and all of the knowledge you need to do all of that's right here in the help file, and a whole lot more. I mean, granted, not everything that you can do with Flash is listed here in their help file, but everything that you could possibly create, the fundamentals for it all is right here. So don't disregard the help file. It's very useful, and it has all of the code examples for pretty much everything you could want to learn how to do. Like I said, you type in sound. Once you hit sound, or once you type in sound and hit search, it gives you a new list here, and everything you click on, you'll see that the sound is highlighted, the word sound is highlighted everywhere in the text, and there's also examples everywhere in there. Pausing and resuming a sound, you click on that, and here's code. You just copy and paste it straight into your frames, wherever they tell you to there, and they explain to you how to create the little applications. So everything you need is right there. And if you go through that whole set of lessons and help in there, you'll have you'll be a Flash CS3 expert, and you can teach Flash CS3 to other people, because you'll have a broader understanding of what's really going on there. Okay, we'll see you next lesson.